This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The National Weather Service is warning it's going to be dangerously hot across much of California and some other parts of the West and Southwest into early next week. Meanwhile, the residents of Jackson, Mississippi are still struggling with water problems because of a water treatment plant that's been having trouble, made worse by flooding. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Belinda Travis admits to being frustrated.
This has been going on for years and years.
The Jackson, Mississippi woman in her car in line again for bottled water to help get through another day without clean drinking water in the state capital city of 150,000 people.
They say it's okay to bathe in, but you know, if you're getting brown water out of your faucet, you don't even want to bathe in it.
One of two water plants was recently knocked offline by flooding, but the aging system has suffered for decades, and now sporadic outages and frequent boil water orders when the water is back on. I'm Tim McGuire.
Former President Trump's lawyers are pushing back against that FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate. The AP's Jennifer King.
The FBI investigation into top secret information found at Donald Trump's Florida estate is focusing on whether Trump's team criminally obstructed the probe. A new government document alleges that records were removed and concealed, and investigators were misled about what was there. Trump's lawyers claim the estate was searched during standard negotiations between Trump and National Archives officials.
New AP poll, about 2 in 10 Americans say they've had some personal experience with gun violence or a connection to somebody who experienced it. The Kremlin says President Putin will not attend Saturday's funeral for Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union. Chinese authorities have locked down Chengdu, a city of 21 million people, after a spike in COVID cases. This is AP News. Now to Ukraine.
The first day of school in Ukraine will not include children sharing memories of fun vacations with their families. Their stories are more likely to be on surviving war. For many Ukrainian children, their last day of school was the day before the February 24 Russian invasion of their country. At least 379 children have been killed since the war began, while according to Ukraine's General Prosecutor's Office, the whereabouts of over 220 others are unknown. UNICEF spokesman James Elder says education is critical to a return to normality. That's fundamental, but the safety of children remains the priority for now. Schools that don't have quick access to shelters or are located close to the borders with Belarus and Russia or near active military zones will only have online study. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.